Hey everyone, before we start the show, just wanted to make an announcement introducing our new sponsors, Treehouse Teas, which is a boutique tea company based in Honolulu, Hawaii. They specialize in Hawaii-grown teas and botanicals. They work directly with farmers to bring their customers the largest assortment of 100% Hawaii-grown teas at the most affordable pricing. Check them out on Instagram at treehouse.teas and use order code SLEEPTIMESOVER to receive 10% off your order. And our second sponsor introduction is the man known as Earl Kaka'ako. He, of course, has two locations in Kaimuki and in Kaka'ako. They bring their take on classic American sandwiches. Every weekend, specials coming out. The regular menu item is always fantastic. Anyone who's had an Earl sandwich can attest to this. It's always great. Please check them out. They've been down since day one. Earl don't flex for the gram, as he always says, they flex for you. And be sure to mention when you're at Earl Kaka'ako, sleep time's over, to receive 10% off your order.
City, sleep time's over. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Heart of Kaka'ako. Tonight's guest, we got the guys that make the dirty little things we can't keep out of our mouths. We got the gents from Purvey Donuts. Your musical guest tonight is gonna be Will Toffolo. Over in the Hopper Corner tonight, we got the meathead nerd Summer Lee. Alongside her is the sommelier to the stars, Sky Cameron. Over on the ones and twos, DJ Jimmy Taco. And your host tonight, Aaron Sakai.
Honolulu City. We didn't think of something. Welcome, everyone. Week two of this whole thing. Week two. I'm not wearing my mask like last time, in case anybody. That was totally planned.
Obviously.
Yeah, I just want to say the show for the people that thank you everyone for coming out that wanted to come see Sleep Time's Over. Thank you for everyone to coming out that just happened to be coming out. Thank you all. And Sky, how you guys been over there? The Hopper Corner, right off the bat.
Summer.
You're doing wonderful.
On cue, your music from the sounds of Hopper.
Oh, yes.
Right. Thank you.
Shout out Jimmy Taco. You guys got that here?
So quick. He's so quick on the draw.
It's because they're mixed race, everyone. You put them in the corner. The mixed race, you put them in the corner.
There's a reason why we're on the corner.
Right, exactly. So then the debut tonight, we're going to have audience giveaways. Tonight.
All right.
Yes.
So someone, some lucky guy or gal is going to get a prize.
Ooh,
possibly.
Nice.
Is that something? Is that exciting? Yeah. So let's get right to the news of the week. I mean, everybody in Hawaii, we're all talking about this... The only topic that we can talk about is COVID. The only thing we can talk about is the vaccine. That's all we're talking about. That's all we're mingling about. They're using that as a one-liner right now somewhere in the bar. We're using that for every conversation, right? So we're talking about the second dose. People aren't taking the second dose.
Yes.
And everybody, much like, it's like Soho Hawaii, right? Where they're just going to be like, I take the first one, that's all right. I call you tomorrow. And they're not going to even take the second thing. So, Taco... Have you encountered, okay, this is going to be the one conversation piece that people love to do. We got to out people and be like, did you take the vaccine yet?
All day.
Yeah, exactly.
All day.
Right.
All day.
And you just tell them, well, do you have any STDs? I mean, why are we going to be telling people?
Whoa.
We're displaying, not you, Taco.
That's how rumors get started.
Easy.
Right. Technique's not here. Okay.
Oh.
Shout out Technique not being here.
Right.
Yeah, we're going dark into Technique's life. But that's always the rhetoric of everybody is going up to someone now and talking about this whole vaccine situation.
Yes.
And now people aren't taking the second shot. They're just saying, screw it. But there's light at the end of the tunnel for this. Because I don't know if you guys heard about this, that Pfizer, everyone's favorite big farm,
yeah,
as they call
hey.
It.
Yeah. Shout out the blue pill.
Shout out the dark web.
My personal favorite.
Pfizer has come out with a pill. That's the cure for COVID. You guys heard, this is a true story. You guys caught this? Pfizer's coming up with a pill that you can now take. So when you have this conversation with some guy or gal and they ask you about the vaccination, you can now say, I'm on the pill.
Hi-yo.
Ho.
Sorry.
Ba-dum-bum. Sorry, I got a
vaccine joke.
Where's
they
the,
really
where's the
next week? Where, I have a rim shot.
Where's the cabin?
You have any cap? You have the bra. You have a
bra. Right.
There you go. There you go.
So, real talk. There's gonna be a pill coming out, right? And then we have to ask each other what are we gonna take next, right? So, speaking of impersonations, speaking of weird things going on around the town, we got this guy that's impersonating first responders. You guys heard about this story? He's impersonating a cop. He's impersonating like an EMT. Like he's like the guy that like nobody wanted. He's like that hero. He's like Batman, the vigilante that we just didn't want. Like what? Have you encountered anybody that's like you guys, the Hoppas? Have you encountered when you call any of these first responder people, any first responder stories? Any regards like 911? Any doctors?
I always wonder, like what goes in the head of that kind of a person? Like either his dad loved him too much or not enough. Like why exactly. Why would you? Why
everyone's
would you do
lonely,
that?
Right? I mean, everyone just needs a hug at this point.
Well, there's too much.
So I just impersonate, be something else, be vigilante. So you got that, and then I guess I gotta go. Something else happened on the weekend. Speaking of pretending, the Oscars happened.
Hey.
The Oscars. Anybody watch the Oscars? Of course not.
Yes, yeah. Not.
No one gives a. So this introduces you, Sky. You are the Somali of the stars.
I'm the only person that sat through 3 hours and 20 minutes of the Oscars.
You and about nine people.
I'm the only guy on the
island
that sat through it.
So I want to get that's your insight. You're the music guy or the movie guy. So you're the only one that watched the Oscars. Is anything going on regarding the Oscars?
Well, did you watch any part of it?
No one's watching anything. I have no idea what movie is going on.
It was
on.
Shot in a Union Station. It was shot in a train station, right?
Was Creed 2 nominated? I don't know. All right. Taco, you watching movies?
No. Straight Netflix.
So therefore,
right.
Can you give us a recap quickly before we lose our attention already? What is the top
obviously,
Oscars
here? Obviously, nobody watched it because ratings were 58% down. And,
should be more than that.
It was the all-time lowest ratings ever.
What possesses you to watch it?
I'm a movie nerd.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Exactly.
So out of last year, movies that were released in 2020, I watched 50 movies that were released in 2020.
Congrats. Was that 1-5 or 5-0?
5-0.
You see this guy?
5-0?
This is what he does.
Wow.
Yeah. He's not even going to the movie theater. He's not even going.
All at home?
Yeah, obviously at home. No theater.
And what was your like pay-per-view bill like?
No, it's streaming services and then some rental stuff. Not crazy. Not crazy.
You see how this goes on?
Find a way.
I'm gonna bring in a popcorn and a beer and I'm gonna come watch movies.
But you know,
bring some Modelo for this.
The Oscars were a big deal at one point. They're no longer a big deal.
Well,
no one knows who even won Best Picture. No one cares. You know,
the 90s and 80s are gone.
The movie I rooted for did not win.
What movie won here? Give us the best picture.
Yeah,
what happened?
It's called Nomadland.
Nomadland?
Yeah.
That sounds like outside of Kakako. What is
yeah,
Nomadland?
Exactly. I live in Nomadland. It's Chinatown.
Exactly. Bottles for the loss.
That's right.
So, what is the description of Nomadland here?
You know what's so funny is that it doesn't really have a plot. It's more of a tone poem, if you will, as what the director calls it. That sounds
very scary.
That sounds
save
like
that for
poem.
The Halloween episode.
It's kind of about people that living in middle America that, you know, kind of in trailers and, you know, and moving around. And
yeah, we're bringing the mood down on that one. Shout out to you watching the Oscars, I tell you.
Hey.
I mean, shout out to movies.
Shout out to Daniel Kaluuya winning for Best Supporting Actor for Judas and the Black Messiah. He gave one of the best speeches of the night.
I have no
nothing
idea what
like
you just
said. Nothing like an Oscar speech where the winner goes, and my parents had sex, and I'm here, and I'm alive.
Yeah.
If that was the highlight to the Oscars.
He was in Get Out.
Okay, Get Out. I saw that, right. Get Out, that came out like last month, right? That's it, okay. I don't watch these movies. I don't know what these movies are.
And Korean actress Yoo Jun-yoon, she won. She first ever Korean actress won for Best Supporting Actress.
She was the grandma.
The grandma for
a film called Minari.
Shout out to Korean grandmas in a movie. Anybody? I really have no clue what's going on. I don't know, but you know.
And then there was an awkward moment where they actually did a sketch with comedian Lil Rel and Glenn Close. and they did a whole sketch about the song The Butt. I'm sure Jimmy Taco's familiar with the song from the band EU.
Was it like, what, hour three of the Oscars? When
this
did this
probably
happen?
An hour
was
three.
Was that the climactic ending to the Oscars?
Yeah, and Glenn Close actually got up and danced The Butt.
They were getting desperate.
So, Summer, moving on. Speaking
yes,
of
sir.
Speaking of pretenders and... Summer, okay, so we all know Sky as a sommelier to the stars, all right? So he's got that moniker because you sell wine, right? So we don't have a nickname for you yet.
Right, right.
So do you have anything that you can throw at us right now that could be your thing, that could be your shtick here?
So I was thinking about it, and I'm in school, hopefully to be a professor, and I was thinking kind of like hinting at hip-hop a little bit. I was thinking... Professor of paper.
The professor. Don't encourage.
Good air horn.
The one cue I'm on all night. Yeah.
So the professor of paper. So
that's
the pop.
What I got. That's what I came up with.
We good with this?
What does that mean?
Okay, as the Hoppers discuss that one during the break, we'll let that. I'll think that over.
All right.
But then you were kind of sort of in the news. Kind of, sort of, this week.
Tangentially, I was in the news.
See, that's something the professor of paper says. So what happened? What did transpire with you?
So I found out that my sixth grade boyfriend got arrested.
Ooh. Nice.
For violating quarantine.
So, okay.
Was he always a delinquent?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
So are we gonna out his name? Is this like some private school Japanese guy? What?
I mean, he was Asian. His name is
Travis Takahara. No?
I mean, multisyllabic last
Justin
name.
Justin Kaneshiro. I'm sorry. Okay.
It was kind of close.
I'm just saying. Okay. So you went out to sixth grade. How long were you dating him in sixth grade?
Well, sixth grade.
Is that dating?
Like, yeah, what is dating?
I meet you at Pizza Hut. It's holding hands and like
hand
going to Pearl Ridge to go buy Icy at the theater, wow. I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But
wow, really?
It was a good signal like from the universe. This was a signal from the universe that my sixth grade boyfriend turned out to be arrested. It was a signal saying that it's a good reason why I'm not into guys.
Hey,
this was the
and
signal
there we go.
From
there's
the universe.
There's the reveal.
I'm strictly for the women, so.
Exactly.
There you are.
Which sums up 2021 everywhere, you see?
Seriously.
This was the segue to, yes. Because we can't announce that.
So the Hustle Corner here is all about the ladies.
And it's very diverse. You've got racial diversity, you've got gender diversity, and now you've got sexual orientation diversity. You're welcome.
There you go.
Shout out to Summer for
there you go.
Wow. So. I guess with that said, let's get to gambling, because I was going to talk about gambling last week. Nothing says LGBTQ than gambling.
Obviously.
So, 40-year-old woman got arrested for, of course, the gambling machines, gambling heist. That's happening every week. Everybody's getting raided, all the gambling houses. And an ironic twist, a study came out that Hawaii is ranked in the top 10 of the least gambling-addicted states. So,
oh, come
that
on.
Doesn't sound
I
right.
I want to say, like, right, a shout out to people not gambling. I guess none of you guys are into gambling out here.
What is everybody never. Mormon in the study? Never. What's going on?
No?
Never.
Nobody's going Kamoku after this? No?
Never.
All right. Just saying.
The irony of that is Hawaii's relationship with Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It's just like the gamble.
Well,
out of
I didn't
state.
Want to call it yeah, out, obvious, Andy, but yes. So, yeah.
But just to be clear.
So go figure. People get raided. And we're not gambling. Nobody gambles in Hawaii. So that's, go figure with that one. I mean, So Sako, I know that you have the nightlife. I just want to, you know, you're in the, well, you were in the other realms of the nightlife.
Yes. Well, wait. Don't lump me into the gamblers anymore.
I'm in the nightlife, yes.
Anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah, anymore. Just saying, as far as gambling goes, where does that stand in 2021? People are getting raided. Go figure with that. I just want to say. I mean, Simon, what is the LGBTQ, what do they feel about gambling? Is there a heavy gambling population in the year?
As with a lot of things in life, it's complicated and it's personal.
See,
so
this is why you're here. This is exactly why you're here.
The professor of paper.
Thank
speaking
you.
On gambling,
right?
I got it now.
Yes.
Close, right?
I can't hear her in the monitor. So what is your new name? Your new moniker?
The professor of paper.
Professor of paper.
The professor of paper. The pop.
Oh, pop.
You think that works?
Yeah. You, that works.
You sure? All right.
We're going to make her shirts.
So, before we take a break here, I just want to get a quick... Taco, how have you been? How have you been this past week?
This past week has been great.
What has happened? Anything?
What has happened in my world?
Any gambling? Any?
No gambling.
Non-gambling?
Okay. I got a new car like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Well, I turned in my bus pass and I got a...
Yay!
Hey, COVID was a hell of a year.
Congratulations.
Had to give up my Volvo, like...
Wow.
Yeah. Hope times are hard, but all good. I got a Dodge Journey.
Really?
Every time I get in the car, I want to hear...
No.
Yeah, I know, I'm not going to play
it.
No,
come on.
It's a joke. I'm trying to be funny.
You know, it's a serious show.
It's all a dad joke. It's a serious dad joke.
It seriously is.
Ouch.
Well, with that, before we continue with dad jokes, let's once again, we got the crazies from Purvey Donuts are going to be here.
Woo!
They're going to be coming out. They got something brewing in the room that's called the green room in there. We'll let that sink in. And then we got performance from Will Tofolo. Will Tofolo's going to be coming out. And then let's take a break and let's bring them out. Sleep time's over.
All right.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. And I guess before we bring the guests out, we have our audience giveaway. So this is the rules for the audience giveaway. You're going to get a free round of drink. You're going to get a cocktail,
there we go.
As they call it. So the game, you have to answer this question and then direct message the Sleep Time's Over IG, the answer. I'm going to pull the phone out, wherever my phone is, it's here. And then the first person to get the answer right gets a drink. It's really simple. It's really simple. The question, I don't know if it's going to be simple.
We hope so.
But the question's going to be, what is the ingredients of a Manhattan? That's it. What is the ingredients of the Manhattan? Audience, if you want a drink, I think this is a drinking crowd. If you want an extra drink,
I think so.
DM, slide into it, Sleep Time's Over show, and you're going to get a drink. And hopefully you're 21. And if you're not, then well.
Screw it.
So I'm going to look at the DMs now. I'm looking at these DMs now. Hopefully it's not a pick of balls, but you never know. It's 2021. I'm waiting for someone who wants a free drink. As a unicorn bends over in the green room, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Nobody wants a free drink.
Maybe Jimmy Taco has that Jeopardy music right now.
Do you have Jeopardy music?
Got it queued up.
No?
I thought I did, but I did Jeopardy and Great Kid came up.
I like it. This works.
This is more Jeopardy my style.
Check the request. Check the request. I'm checking the request. We have something. We have something.
Oh.
We have something. And before I announce the winner, I just want to make sure anybody else comes in. No. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we have a winner.
All right.
The winner is at the Color Miles.
Yay!
At the Color Miles is drinking. That's it. He got the ingredients to a T, which is rye whiskey, sweet vermouth, Angostura bitters, stuff people like to drink. And it's going to be at the Color Miles. So, Jane Adds, the social media director, the man in the Aloha shirt. Who,
congratulations.
Who's his birthday, by the way, everyone?
Happy birthday, Jane!
There you go. Get the balloons in the other room. So, yes, happy birthday to Jane Adds, and then we'll make sure that the the Color Miles gets the Manhattan. Or whatever drink he wants, yes. So, as we get ready for the crazies to come on in, I'm going to have a sit down here before I announce them. So we got the owners of Purvey Donuts. Rion Zablon, is he there? Nick Cornford, is he there? I'm trying to get them to queue because something's gonna happen. And they're zipping and unzipping. Nick, just get in here.
They're always right. Zipping and unzipping.
Exactly. That's a rim shot. There we go. There you go. Have a seat, sir. Have a seat. Give him the seat, yeah. Sit down.
Yeah.
There we are. When you see us backstage, be prepared to jitter. Well, they say that first. And where's he gonna go, though? He's gotta go, like, over there. Don't hit the glass. That's the first person to hit the glass.
Put him on the glass.
Put him on the glass.
Put him on the glass.
Do we have that song queued up? So, okay, gentlemen. So, I don't even know where to begin, but how you guys been? It's been like over a year since you guys have been on the show.
Yeah, man, it's been crazy, but
so,
good.
Opened up a new Kahala location.
Yep.
All right, how's that going? What's been the latest?
It's been good, it's been busy. But
yeah. Yeah, put it to your mouth.
Yeah, Brian, you know how to do that.
It's our first sex joke of purvey.
It's been good. It's been busy. We've been working hard.
I bet. So, how did you guys decide to do the second location with COVID? What was the plan there?
Just kind of all or nothing. It was like, yeah. Hey, we're either going to grow or not.
Right.
We're going to fail or not.
So, how did that affect you guys? It was March last year. And you guys are technically an essential business, right? Because if you're selling food. So what was going through your minds as March, April, May was hitting?
I think it was like, oh shit.
Yes.
And then we just kind of, you know, all or nothing. And we're like, let's do it. Let's go for it.
Exactly. So why Kahala?
Just trying to find different markets. So that's a lot more of a local market versus the tourist side of things.
Yeah.
Great neighborhoods, everything like that.
Yeah.
So really just trying to get more in the community.
Right. And for the people that don't know, the name, what's behind it, just for the record. Just got to say that again. I mean, are you guys really pervs or what is the deal? Is it French? Is it because of that?
Yeah. It's a fancy perv.
Yeah. It's what's that Finnish? What's that called?
Wee-wee, we call it.
No. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's why it tastes so good.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then we got to remember that you guys are bartenders. That's how you guys met, right?
Yep. Yeah, we used to bartend together at the Modern Hotel.
Yeah.
And we had an idea to do something different, and it was actually Nick's idea. First good idea he had in his life.
But congratulations.
Yeah.
Right.
I took him under my wing. I'm like, here you go, child of God.
Yeah.
And we decided to just go for it. So,
it's been you certainly did, and everybody loves it. Give us some of the names. What was the first names that you came up for all the crazy...
The Unicorn Bus Niece was the first.
Segue to get you involved here.
Just, this guy back here.
Exactly.
My favorite.
Any fans of unicorns? All right. So.
Which?
Yep.
Oh, and talk about this here. What is this? I don't even know what this is. You got... So,
go ahead.
Is that beer?
Yeah, so we did a collaboration with Hanakoa, so they're doing a unicorn butt sneeze.
Wow.
So it's a sour mixed with our donuts in there. Fruity pebbles,
really?
Lemon. Yeah.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's dropping tomorrow.
Yeah. Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah. Bombshell tonight. I didn't even realize what that was. You brought that in. I don't. All bets are off with what you bring. So I'm not sure. But it's beer. Okay.
Yeah, we got a couple more coming with them too. So lots of different flavor profiles and stuff.
Wow, so that's at both locations you guys got, right?
We don't sell it, but Hanakoa will sell it.
Oh, Hanakoa's going to sell it.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
They don't allow us to have liquor anymore.
It's frowned upon, I guess.
So, you have a lot of fans of Purvey. A fan of Purvey is our friend of the show, Summer Lee, right behind you here.
And,
Hello.
Summer, talk to us about Purvey Donuts. Summer, you're a closet pervert. Not anymore.
Not anymore. Hello.
So,
I love your... I like everything about your stories. You guys have awesome customer service. But I did have a story. So I was at the Kahala location, just checking out. I was on a date with a pretty girl.
Hey, shout out.
So one of your workers, super sweet guy. He's super friendly. And if you've never been there, they will very, very kindly walk you through the process where you choose the donuts and the toppings. I had done this 5 million times, so I'm like, I'm good, because I'm going to go show this hot girl how I'm going to do it. So I tell the guy very nicely, we're good, it's okay, we're good. And he's like, so anyway, let me show you how we're doing it, and he's trying to talk to me. I'm like, no, we're good, thank you. So we're going through it, and I'm like, oh, come on, dude. Finally, he stops, and he looks at me, and he goes, are you guys on a date? And I go, yeah. And he's like, okay. And then he left. But by then I had the donuts and we had paid. And But anyway, I love your store.
Thank you.
Unicorn Butt Sneeze, that's my favorite. So.
Thank you.
What kind of guys are you hiring over there? You guys. cock blockers. What's the version? What's the?
It's probably this guy behind us.
Unicorn behind blockers. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, unicorn blocker.
The horn blocker. The horn blocker.
So, since he's up here, and I think this is going to be perfect for this, we're going to play a little game. We're going to do five questions. We're going to do the five random questions game. There may be some heavy involvement here involving this gentleman, this it, him. So let's start with geography as we do with question number one. Let's go ahead. Give me directions of somewhere you guys will want to go after this show. What is your guys' after hours place? I heard that.
I told him earlier, I want to go axe throwing. I want to throw axes tonight.
Oh.
But due to alcohol, it's frowned upon. But I'm still going to do it.
Wow.
Whether it's at home or...
Just going to find
it.
Something.
I'm going to buy whatever I can. I'm going to throw axes at something.
Wow. Can you film that?
For you, I will.
Tag me. I never realized. Yeah. So this one I was curious. Question number two. That is correct, by the way. Question number one. What? What's something perverted that you can share that you did in grade school?
I answered the last one. It's you.
Yeah, Nick, what? You got to take it.
Well, he went to St. Louis, so I imagine it's in the shower.
Hey, there. Taco, we need a rim shot at this point. Can we?
I will have one next week.
Can we get, a lot of stuff involving rims tonight. So any kind of perverted story?
So one time there's a bleep and a blip. No.
Okay, got it. St. Louis School did it already, so that's it. That two for two.
Yeah.
That alone gets it.
Set.
Question number three. So you guys, craziest nightclub story. You guys work bartending in nightclubs. Craziest story.
Oh, he's got a good one.
I have many, but I... Ladies first.
All right, Nick. Nick, what you got? The craziest thing. At addiction, there's got to be something going on.
It probably involves Taco over there.
Hey. Take my 16 ounces of Patron at a time.
Some Patron, a shirt off on the counter. I don't know.
Drunk Jeopardy
with my friends have always been fun. Did I record Drunk Jeopardy with you?
Yeah, it got canceled.
You got canceled for
Drunk Jeopardy? It's on my old phone.
That takes a lot for that to get canceled.
I guess language on the radio is not...
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Yeah, Keola used to get mad at me. Like,
that's what I heard. I'm not sure, but
Keola used to be like, "Why are you swearing so much? You're swearing more than your friends." I was like, "Cause I'm doing this for free, bro."
Yeah, it's like FCC regulation, man.
Right.
Jesus, Brion, my goodness, it's so controversial.
That's why I quit.
That was your craziest nightclub story. You're telling me, you two guys, you didn't like walk around like with your pants off or something? Dance.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
That was
wait.
Every night.
What is like a?
Well, we're talking about in the nightlife.
What do we call? Behind the bar?
No Pants Party Dynasty.
Exactly. No right. Pants Party.
No Pants Party
Dynasty.
Do that axe throwing and then we have a video. That's all you gotta do.
Be careful.
It's a short video, but it's a video.
Well, that's
it's a video.
Taco, once again. You gotta get like a rim shot.
Will have a rim shot.
Jesus. All right.
You'd think I did DJ like once before in my life.
I just found it. We can't have everything.
I met this man in Target like earlier today. He's like, "Hey, bro, what are you doing after work? You want to come and DJ for me?" I was like, "All right, cool, let's do it."
We'll see. It's only fitting. So you're three for three, both of you doing fantastic. Question number four. Okay, you guys got to answer this one. What's in a Long Island? The ingredients in a Long Island.
Every single thing in the rail.
Yeah. Whatever you can put in there, if not.
If you're Brion, it's what's in the bar mat, too.
You get a hot
lap shot. Depends what kind of tipper you are.
What's in that bar mat if your pants are off?
I call it a blend. So it's a blend of things.
He's got four kids, so you know what's in there.
That is correct.
We're four for four.
It's four for four. So you're last welcome. Question. Last question. This is a teamwork. I want you guys to, because you guys are a team. So I need this to be a teamwork effort, possibly three-man effort, three-it effort. Last week, we had someone blow up a balloon, and I ended up with 100 of these things. So might as well bring it back this week. Blow this balloon up. That's a good start. I'll give you guys a minute. Can you guys possibly blow this balloon up together?
Together?
It says teamwork.
We believe
not
in
at the
you.
Same time.
You can do it.
So,
not in the age of COVID.
Someone's got to blow first. Wow, that's not a breathalyzer test. Now,
it's hard.
That's what someone said?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay,
go.
Nick, let's go. We have limited time here. It happened last week.
This is definitely not a COVID.
Let's see it.
For a second, I thought like a magic trick was going to happen. I thought like a dove was going to fly out.
Be a poodle.
Here's a sword.
For that ending, it's 5 for 5. You got that correct. Yeah, so very good, you guys. 5 for 5.
Out of curiosity, did anyone get that?
No.
Okay.
So, yes. Oh,
I know some people that could do it, though.
Once again, so like Kahala location is up. That's every day you guys open?
Yep. Yeah.
So every day, what time to what time, Kahala?
6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
6 a.m. to 9 p.m., right?
Yep.
And then you still got the original location?
Yep.
Same time?
6 to 2 during the week, okay. And 6 to 5 during the weekends.
That's it, you guys. And always, it's always a blast.
Awesome.
To have you guys
thank
on.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
And
so
Kenson
thank
always.
You
guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, wait, yes. Before we go, right before we go to break here, congratulations on newborn.
Baby number 8.
Thank you.
How many kids you got here?
4.
Wow.
Hey, do you guys want one? I got one for sale. Half off.
Now we're going dark. Okay.
If you buy me nachos, I'll give you a child.
Does it come with an extra box of donuts?
Yeah, I can.
Let's get out
now
of
you're
the
pushing
dark
it,
web.
Taco.
And then don't forget, you guys are going to get, yes, thanks to our sponsors, Chambers and Chambers.
Bottle of wine each.
You're thank getting you, more liquor. You. So we're going to get wine for all of you. Do what you must. Everyone, Purvey Donuts, the owners.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys. We'll take a break, you guys.
Thank you.
So before we bring up Will, we have another audience giveaway again. So since everyone did so well with the following the directions, here's some more directions. The first person to put in their IG story, as they call it, a shot or video of tonight and tag Sleep Time's Over Show, they will get a $30 gift card to Ali'i Coffee Company. That's in my hand here. They're going to run up to the stage. I'll give you this gift card. So once again, share something on the IG story, tag Sleep Time's Over Show of something going on tonight. And then I'm going to go and look at my phone here. And I'm going to hit refresh. And we're going to see what happens. We're going to just see what I'm just going to keep pushing down. When you push down, you know, you refresh. So let's see. Is anything happening? Anything happening? Oh, something just happened. Something just happened rather quickly. Will, was that you? No?
I was
oh, and we do have a winner just like that. And we have at A-Dub-Ski. At A-Dub-Ski, where could she be? Come on up to get the gift card. Come on up. Where is she? Well played. Thank you. She was the first. We can't rig anything. So yes, thank you. Will, come on up. Let's get you ready.
Hello.
And then no magic from you last time. Because so that's the thing I wanted to have. So see Will, he's a magician extraordinaire. He does all kind of tricks. He just like magic tricks, not tricks on the street, but I'm just saying tricks as far as cards, as far as
yes.
So
it's really random for a musician, but I taught magic for like 12 years.
That's why you're here.
Yeah.
But it's a thing. And well, how have you been? I haven't seen you like in person in forever. So
It's been good. During the pandemic, I took a job teaching at Punahou.
Yes. Shout out.
So
private
you know,
school. Yeah.
It's been good.
And what have your gigs been? Have you been able to perform out?
Gigs are definitely starting to happen more often. I mean,
yeah.
Work play has been a catalyst for that happening. So I'm gonna be playing here every Wednesday.
Nice.
7, I believe, to 10 with Jared Ming, who also works here.
Yes.
Yeah, so every Wednesday we'll be here, full band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jared, he does the Mondays, the karaoke.
Yeah, right. I believe I see some familiar faces. Definitely, some of you have been here on
some
Mondays.
Some familiar faces, yes. That
for the karaoke live band, which is it's the most beautiful train wreck I've right. ever seen. It's amazing.
Yes, yes, it is.
You don't want to take your eyes off of it,
right? Isn't it? So what are you gonna get into tonight? What's your song you'll be playing?
I'm gonna be playing some '90s music. Shout out to my friends from Snacks Addict and Purvey.
Yes.
New friends. Yes. Woo!
Shout out Snack Addicted is here, right?
Yep. Yeah, they're still in there.
They're in there drinking somewhere.
A little 90s music for all the old people. We're old now.
Nice. Don't remind me, Will. Don't remind us all. So, yeah, Will, I'm going to give it the floor to you here.
Oh, thank you.
And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, Will Toffolo.
This song goes out to all the people who grew up in the 90s. This one is a little song by Mr. Eagle Eye Cherry. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a love on the fire, and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire to take me away, and it ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't start to cry, 'cause girl, you know I've got to go. Oh Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, yeah, yeah. Tomorrow comes to take me away. I wish that I could stay, but girl, you know I've got to go. Oh Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, yeah, yeah. Tomorrow I'll be gone, whoa, whoa, whoa. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you, sir. No. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. To Pervy, Snack Addicted, you guys, Will Toffolo. Thank you all. Good night, everyone. That's it.